stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
So I know you guys care a lot about this, so I got to mention it, but it was just announced that Nebraska's alternate uniforms, which really won't look that much different because I think they'll have like a new age twist on them, but the alternate uniforms will be worn October 7th against Wisconsin, and they're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the undefeated 1997 team, and they're going to wear the, you know, the mesh pattern graphics. So, you know, they kind of look like the old school, you remember the old school jerseys that had the mesh look to them. They're sharp looking. I think it's cool. I've never gotten way into alternate jersey talk and all those sorts of things. But I know some people do. In terms of alternate jerseys, I like when, you know, I prefer things like this that have some sort of like meaning and throwback to something else. It's like that style of jersey makes you think of, you know, Jason Peter and Scott Frost and Frazier and all those guys. And so it's cool to kind of pay homage to them. And it'll be in a massive game against Wisconsin. You can go online on Twitter. A lot of people have been tweeting it out. You'll be able to see exactly what these alternate uniforms are looking like. So, again, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the undefeated 1997 team. Going to be worn October 7th when the Badgers come to town. So, Kevin Cooley's going to stop by in about 10 minutes. Doug Maurice in the 1 o'clock hour. Real quick, I know that I saw this story, and I know the fact that the average NBA players are making a ton of money, and when you contrast that with the popular the NFL, you think like, man, these players should be getting a lot more in the NFL. Like the fact that Tim Hardaway Jr. makes like as much as like Aaron Rodgers does is like amazing, right? And so you think, God, you know, NFL, most popular sport in our country, like something's got to. You would think that you got to figure out a way to at least structure these contracts differently to at least maybe have them guaranteed money or whatever. And I feel everyone on that. But I will say this. The bonuses these NFL guys get for basic things are amazing to me. We've already talked about this one, but it bears repeating. Eddie Lacy. In Eddie Lacy's contract, he has 7 different weigh-ins where if he makes weight, if he's below a certain weight, he gets $55,000 each time. So Eddie Lacy, who is a professional athlete, his job is to be in shape and take care of his body. His body's his moneymaker. Can collect a total of $385,000 in bonuses by simply being in shape, which to me is just crazy. And it also sends a message of from the front office of like, listen, Eddie, we trust you so little that we need to incentivize you with over $380,000 just to do your job, stay in shape, don't eat donuts every meal, don't order a large pizza every night and crush it, just work out, try to eat healthy. If you do that, we will pay you $400,000. Like, that is amazing to me. But the bonus that I read today takes the cake in jaw droppers to me. According to Field Yates of ESPN, Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs will collect a $2 million bonus for just showing up to training camp today. $2 million for simply showing up. Wow. Hey, you're the starting quarterback for an NFL franchise. If you just show up to camp, we'll pay you $2 million. How about that? What world is this? The starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, the most important leader on the football team, you need to incentivize him to the tune of $2 million just to show up to camp? I thought Eddie Lacy's weight bonus, structure and all those things was crazy. But to me, this takes the cake. $2 million. Alex Smith made $2 million by showing up to practice. Like, unbelievable, right? I'm telling you, I need to take a page out of some of these NFL players' books. You know, we have my whole goal for my next contract I signed with 1620 is just going to be riddled with crazy bonuses. That's my new goal. We have a meeting every other Tuesday with our boss. I'm going to try and write into my next contract that I get like $50 for just coming to that meeting. That's going to be a new thing. I get $50 for every time I just show up to a meeting. I get $100 a month for showing up on time for the show. Just got to be here before 11. I get $1 every time I go to commercial break on air. That seems like a fair deal to me. Every time I say, let's go to break, that's $1. You know what? Even to take it a step, I get a quarter for every time I actually wear pants to work. Nick, you wore pants. Here's a quarter. I'm good with that. Every time I park my car in between the lines in the parking lot at Energy Media, get $5. Someone's got to come out, see if it's in between the lines. $5 right there. That's my goal. My new goal is in the spirit of Eddie Lacy and Alex Smith and some of these insane bonus structures that they have in their contract is I'm just going to write the most absurd, mundane, of course you should do that type things and see if I can get paid for it. Of course you should be in shape. You're a professional football player. Your body is your moneymaker. I'm not going to pay you 40 grand. I'm not going to pay you 400 grand for you to not be 325 pounds. You're the quarterback of the football team. Not just any football team. An NFL football team. Of course you should show up to camp with the season beginning in a month. I'm not going to pay you $2 million to show up to practice. Like, you got to be absolutely kidding me. But that, yeah, I saw that story. I couldn't believe it. What a time to be alive. $2 million just to show up to camp today for Alex Smith. Amazing. I just would love to know how that was like brought up. All right, you can send over your revised contract with anything you'd like to see in there. Okay, we see something here with the bonus structure that you are going to be, you want $2 million for just showing up to camp. That sounds reasonable. That sounds good. Now, Eddie, it says that you'd rather eat cupcakes and all that stuff. But how about we pay $400 grand just to not do that? That sound good? All right, that sounds good. Speaking of things that were unbelievable, apparently Zion Williamson, who's a top five recruit for college basketball, and LaMelo Ball, obviously, you know, LaVar Ball's other son, played in an AAU game last night and got like so much attention. It got 70,000 people apparently watched the game on Facebook. They had to turn people away. They had to hire extra security. And I can't believe that many people were that interested in watching that game. First of all, AAU basketball games are oftentimes terrible basketball games. But 70,000 people tuned in to watch LaMelo Ball, all because of LaVar Ball. You know, you saw over the weekend, LaVar Ball got a technical foul and just took his team and said, we quit, which is all, you know, that's good. Right, he got a tech, and so he said, all right, I'm done. And my team's all done. They just walked off the floor. It's always good. Oh, and by the way, we're back into that that talking to LaVar Ball about everything where he said that him and LaMelo would beat Michael Jordan and LeBron 2-on-2. And that's like actually like a story that's being posted on like Bleacher Report and stuff. Like we've clearly grown a lot. We've clearly learned a lot, which is good. That's good. Let's go to break. 402-951-1620. Hey, there's $1, right? My new deal. That's $1. Went to break. Good. Doug LaMaurice at 115. But coming up next, we haven't talked to this guy in a while. We got to do it. Kevin Kugler, play-by-play voice of the world. He was at Big Ten Media Days. Lots to talk about in the world of the Big Ten Conference. We'll do it next with Cougs.